This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ron, wow, what a late night joy that was. Congratulations on the first game of the year in America. In America.
Yes, in America. It was a nice ball game for the Cubs, absolutely. Fun night. Opening night is always, opening day is always a fun day. You could feel it around the clubhouse. The thing that was enjoyable too, that, you know, we don't talk about enough, is when young guys make the team for the first time, like Gage Workman, Matt Shaw, some of that stuff to me is really cool too. You know, you revert back to being a kid, you know, growing up. And trying, you know, I can remember playing Little League baseball right in Chicago, you know, and wishing that would happen one day and hoping. And so for a couple of those guys yesterday, that came true. So a pretty cool day all in all.
Miguel Amaya wasn't making his debut, but he certainly wouldn't qualify as a guy that maybe is proven, has a lot to prove this year. And he started out the right way in the reopening day against the Diamondbacks. Coombe, 5 runs batted in. Amaya 2-for-5, batting ninth, which I think the reconfiguration of the batting order helped a lot of Cub fans feel better about what they were looking at. But Amaya especially, how big of a season is this for him? And is he the guy that you're seeing continue the momentum he established at the end of last season?
I would say yes, David. He has a chance to really have a great year. He does. And I think he's got a lot to owe to, you know, the period of time that we went back in the middle of last season when they gave him the weekend off, and counts and hitting coaches, you know, took 3 days in the cage and just revamped his setup. And all of a sudden now, you know, he's in a position to make a good pass at the ball. He's had a very good spring. He uses the whole field, and he's a really strong guy. So I like his chances offensively to do some damage. The other thing, too, is he uses the other side of the field. Spring training, he did a lot of damage to right center field. Not home runs, but, you know, extra base hits and driving the ball in that gap. So he's really on track. He's had a good last 6 weeks.
It is it's fun to see 10 runs. I don't care who you are. Everybody likes it when you score a lot of runs. But I thought that I was surprised, frankly, that Zach Gallen wasn't better than you know, he's usually very good, and you kind of caught him on the right day. And I thought that Justin Steele was better than he was in Japan, and he was better than Gallen, if that's possible.
It is possible. Here's the one thing, Mike. I really believe this, too. I don't care how long you've been in the league or your status in the league. Sometimes opening day is a different gig. Hmm. And being the guy that's pitching on opening day is a special thing. And I really felt like Gallen yesterday, the adrenaline rush of pitching, he could never find his fastball. He was pulling it down and away from the righties or into the lefties. Then he would make the adjustment and he would sail one, you know, head high or higher. He just couldn't find a release point. And then the Cubs did almost all their damage, knowing that the pitch he could throw for a strike was his breaking ball, kind of that medium slider curveball, not the real biting breaking ball that he was throwing. So he had trouble yesterday, and I think Justin got through some of that early stuff. And then about the fourth inning, it seemed like Justin Steele all of a sudden found that fastball, that four-seamer that he buzzes inside to the righties, and his velocity went up 2 or 3 miles an hour. In the fourth inning, it just was like, and there it is. And he found that pitch, and he started dominating.
What are your impressions of Kyle Tucker, who did have a hit last night, drove in a run? He also walked, pretty selective at the plate, taking a lot of pitches, as is his method. And you respect that because it makes obviously it's why he is the hitter that he has become. Early on, though, Coom, being around him and seeing him now come back, what are your early impressions?
That he knows what he's doing on a baseball field really well. I mean, he's just a really talented guy and has just missed clicking on probably 6 or 7 balls between this spring and yesterday. The ball he hit to left, I thought had a chance of going out of the park. They caught it right at the wall. I think he's going to have a big year for the Cubs. I really do. He's one of those players that does so many things well that he's going to influence the game in a lot of ways.
Were you surprised by the decisions that were made for the final roster, including Poteet getting cast asunder? That was the only guy they got in the Bellinger trade, but we all know that was as much a dumping of a salary as anything right. else.
I thought the Cubs did what I figured they would do. I didn't know about that move.
Right.
The final bullpen moves, you know, to me, every year are one of those things where you can make a case for probably 3 guys or 4 guys, depending on your camp that you're in. So it's a very difficult one on that last roster spot or two. I can speak just from my own experience, Mike. I can speak of what the roster looks like position player-wise. Mm. The bullpen, that's one of those things, man. You really can. You can make a case for a lot of different things. But when Brujan went down and banged into the wall and hurt his elbow, that made it real easy for me. I thought all of a sudden now you get to put him on the injured list, not lose him because he's out of options, and keep Gage Workman, who brings something to the table that's very unique. He's a young player that you go, wow, this guy might make our roster, but might be playing in another couple months somewhere. I don't know if it's third base, but somewhere, because he's really playing well.
We're talking with the great Ron Coomer, who is also the brand ambassador on Cubs Radio for Yingling Beer, the new official beer of the Cubs Radio Network here on The Score. Coom, you mentioned Gage Workman. He's going to get a start at some point. He's played left field. He's played second base. He's a natural third baseman. Do you think we see him tonight, tomorrow? Is it important to get him in early because he was left alone, basically, and all but forgotten in Japan?
Yeah, I would say it's important to get him in there, but I don't necessarily know if he's going to start right away. You know, you got another guy, Matt Shaw, who you're trying to get comfortable at third. The one spot that he could start, and it's really kind of what Craig Counsell wants to do. Do you want to get Birdie in there, who had a good game, you know, against the Dodgers in Japan, or do you want Workman in there? I think maybe the matchup might determine that, but you know, he could play second base. I was amazed at how well he moves in the middle infield when the Cubs gave him a chance to play short and second. So I'm just happy for him, David. You've got one game under your belt. It's a win. He'll get in there probably within the next 4 or 5 days. Nico Horner, from watching him yesterday, I think he's going to need some days off here in this first month to really protect that elbow so he doesn't flare it up. Looked like to me yesterday, kind of goose that last throw to first base to end the game. And that tells me that playing 9 innings and all the throws and all that in between innings, you know, he's going to need a little time still.
I kind of like the way that that they handled it with Happ at the leadoff spot. I know that, you know, maybe that changes as the year goes on, but he's good there. And God, he played well yesterday.
He really did. He had a very nice day yesterday. And, you know, he's one of those guys. He definitely checks the box of a guy that gets on base, right? His on-base percentage is always good. He works the pitcher. He's, you know, he's never, you know, that quick at bat because he's a little over aggressive. Very seldom do you see that from Ian. But very nice day yesterday, spraying the ball around the yard, and, you know, he's done an excellent job in left. So, that was a very nice thing. And, you know, the other thing, too, he just missed hitting a home run late in the game, too. He hooked one just foul. So, that was, the Cubs need him to have a big year if they're going to be playing in October, that's for sure.
Coombe, you mentioned Gage Workman and Matt Shaw, guys enjoying their first opening days as a major league player. What do you remember about yours? Where did it come, and what stands out in your memory?
Oh, that's 2 years ago. We got to go back to the memory banks. I remember, you know, the call. I was playing in Tacoma, Washington, the night before. I get traded at the trade deadline, David, August 1st or the 31st of July, and in Tacoma, and I got pulled off the on-deck circle, and I get told by our trainer, and Rick Dempsey was my manager, the old catcher for the Dodgers, but really Baltimore is where he's known. And they just told me, they go, we hope you never play another minor league game again. You're going to the big leagues. You've just been traded to the Twins, and you're going to Cleveland to play the Cleveland Indians tomorrow. And I just remember walking in the clubhouse and seeing Puckett's jersey and Knobloch and some of the guys, Rick Aguilera, and you're looking around the clubhouse going, well, this is pretty cool, you know, and being able to call my family. You know, I got to hit the second day, my first big league hit, I got to hit the second day off Mark Clark. So it was a pretty cool experience. It's, the adrenaline rush is absolutely incredible when you go to home plate, let me just tell you.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What, any truth to the rumor, Coombe, that first hit was a bouncer off Mark Clark's glove?
No, it was not. It was a ground ball in the hole for a base hit.
Just making sure. Just making sure.
Hole, yeah. Yeah. It was not. I would have thrown that one back.
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
I have. I don't know where, but yeah. It was like, yeah, it's ringing a bell from a week ago, I think.
How relieved do you think the Cubs were just to get a victory after having to stew? Even Jed Hoyer alluded to it before the game, Coombe. He was talking about, you know, it's not so much starting 0-2, because if you do start 0-2, you can win on Sunday in many series, and you can erase some of that bad feeling. But the Cubs had to sit around and hear about how 0-2 start was a bad way to begin a season for 8 days.
Yeah, I think it was a nice win. It really is. You know, if you've been around our game a long time and you can, you know, put some of the things that are said where they belong, you know, you played 2 games. You still got, you know, a whole boatload of games to go. So, you know, you can – the first game always feels like a bigger win or a bigger loss than it really is. But you don't want to go 0-3, and this club – and the schedule that the Cubs have in the first 25 days is pretty daunting. So, you know, when you get a win and you beat a guy like Gallen, that's a big win, because Cubs are really going to have the work cut out for them in this month of April.
No doubt about that. J-Mo on the bump today. Tomorrow is Shota. It's you just want to win a series. I know that that's asking a lot, but that's kind of what you need to have happen.
Yeah, I mean, you'd love to have that. If you split this series, so be it. But, you know, the whole goal, Mike, all season long, you win series. Yep. If you win series, you play playoff baseball. If you win enough series, that's what you do. So, you know, the short-term goal week after week is to win the series. And if you can do that, like I said, you're in great shape. Cubs are in great shape right now after a good effort from Justin and the offense really picked them up. They got a chance to win a series.
Coop, didn't he follow all the pregame stuff as closely because of everything else going on? I don't know if you noticed, but the Sox won and the Bulls won yesterday too.
How about it was that?
A crazy day in Chicago. But Cubs related, is Matthew Boyd definitely starting Sunday? And he's in that fourth spot in the rotation?
I believe so, yes. Boyd has definitely been – he is in the fourth spot in the rotation, yes. And I believe he will pitch Sunday, correct.
Yeah, I think they had left it at TBD. But that's good news because if he's the pitcher that he was the second half of last season, they really could be onto something. And I think he showed some flashes of that during the exhibition game in Tokyo.
I would agree. He's a guy that we watched him pitch last year once he was healthy against the Cubs. And he really knows what he's doing with the baseball. He can pitch to both sides of the plate. He can run that. He's got that ability, David, to throw that fastball. You know, and it's not a blazing fastball at 100 miles an hour. But that high-riding fastball that starts out at the top of the zone and just doesn't come down into the zone and stays up high. And he gets that swing, and it may not be a swing and miss pitch, but from a right-handed hitter's perspective, it's that ball that you think you should be on, and you just hit that routine lazy fly ball like the right center, and you're like, I don't know, what happened there? And you watch, and he does it over and over and over. So he's going to be a guy that if he's healthy, which I think he is, could have a very good year. That's a great thought by you and seeing what I think a lot of people are hoping happens.
I'm just curious. It is so weird to me that there are – so you guys are going to head to Sacramento, next Sacramento. And it's so weird to me. There are two teams playing in minor league stadiums in Major League Baseball. It's just such an oddity. We've seen it happen with one. The idea that there are two teams – that are doing that, it just makes you wonder. And I know that it's just temporary and everybody's moving on. It's still, like, just an oddity.
It really is. I get the Tampa thing. I was down there. I have a house down there that's, you know, 25 minutes from the ballpark and close to Tampa Bay, also in Clearwater. And, you know, the hurricane situation was devastating with two of them in a row. So you can understand what happened in Tampa. The Oakland thing to me is the puzzling one. You couldn't come up with an agreement to keep them in their stadium until the new one is built. I just can't comprehend how politically the two sides, because or really three sides, with Major League Baseball, the A's, and the city of Oakland couldn't come to an agreement where you could stay in your ballpark. Maybe this is a better situation for them. Who knows? That park was really getting pretty dilapidated, but I don't know. It's really an odd situation, Mike. I know they're going to try to make the best of it, but, you know, really? That's pretty bizarre.
That will be one of four opening days the Cubs participate in with all the pomp and circumstance, Coom. I know we'll talk about it a lot. From a player's perspective, does it matter at all? Or do you just enjoy every moment? Because those are kind of things you don't want to take for granted.
Yeah, we're gonna get opening day. Guys will be ready for just a normal ball game where you just go out on the field and play, you know, instead of getting introduced. You got four opening days the Cubs will have this year before the first week of the season is over. So it's pretty bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. But you know, it just means you get to listen to Pat Hughes a little longer, David. That's what it is.
Never gets old. Never gets old.
You guys are the best. There's no doubt about that. Ron, thanks a ton, buddy. Great catching up with you. Great start to the season. You know, I know it's 1-2 for the Cubs, but it feels like it feels like things have turned. The tides turn. Everything's going well. It's just a good
start.
Team.
Starting over,
yeah,
essentially.
The reopening.
Coombe, did you see the 47-foot shot by Josh Giddey last night?
I did not. No,
you got to check it out.
Heard about it. I've heard about it. I did not get to see it. I was watching the sunrise here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So I'm still I'm still pre-coffee. So give me an hour, David. I'll catch you. I'll be up to stuff on everything.
Sounds good. We appreciate you getting up early for
us.
Yeah,
always.
No problem.
Thanks,
at all,
Ron.
Boys. Yep, absolutely. You guys have a great weekend.